This is episode
6.
6 of the Wednesday podcast, and we are going to have a fun episode today because it's Tuesday night and this is supposed to air in 3 hours. So,
3 hours.
Yeah, I always have it go off at 12 at midnight.
Oh, my lands.
Hey, well, that's just for our early morning listeners that just so happen to get up at like 4 or something and have to drive to work. And I'm not going to get up that early to post it. So I just schedule it to go off right at 12 a.m.
Reminder, if you are new with us, we have a page group.
We have a Facebook group. We'll talk about it in just a second.
Okay.
Let's listen to our little music first.
Okay.
All right. Hey, everybody. Again, welcome to the Wednesday podcast on Wednesday. This is a podcast where we make a big deal about the small victories in our life. Positivity is such a powerful tool to create a healthier life physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. That is why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear from me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host, Heather, talk about the wins we had this past week. And so we're going to go ahead and get into number 6. Feels like it's only been one. But yeah, going to be an awesome week. And we're going to start out with our wins. And I think Heather's still typing hers out because she has so many positive things that happened this past week. So Heather, start us off with your wins of the week.
Okay, so several wins.
Oh, several this week, everybody.
Yeah, so we painted eggs as a family. What are you doing?
There's a dent in my water bottle, and I don't like that. Oh,
well, we painted eggs as a family last night, and it was so much fun. I just bought plastic white eggs, and we painted them.
So Heather's going to probably post a picture in our Facebook group that we talked about at the beginning of this show. And just show you how talented Heather is this family.
It was very hard.
Me and Georgia are making like swirly rainbow eggs and just, you know, trying to get as good. And then we're looking over and Heather's got like a fine tip paintbrush and she's like making intricate detailed little flowers. No. And so it was really fun. We didn't have a screen on. We were all just painting and having a good time. So I enjoyed it. I even painted a flower. So
yeah,
legit.
What did you name that? He was naming his eggs.
Well, my flower egg was called Sadness for a little bit because it was a white egg that I painted navy blue. And then Heather was like, you know, you could paint a pretty flower on it and it could be cool and contrasty. And you know what? That's positive. And she was being positive. And then my other one is called
Diversity.
Diversity. Because I've got all the colors and they're all connected. Diversity.
I did not name my eggs. Instead, I got called out by a 7-year-old.
Why'd you get called out, Heather?
Because I was looking to Pinterest for inspiration
was plagiarizing her egg design. No.
It is not plagiarism because people who are more creative than myself are smart enough to share their creativity.
Plagiarism.
With the world.
It is literally plagiarism.
It's an egg.
Yeah.
And so I tried to mimic their designs, and I should show you. I'm going to do a comparison of my expectation versus the reality on our page of my egg versus the eggs I was trying to copy. And I don't know how they do it, because that is the hardest thing I think I have ever done, is try to paint an egg. So hard.
Yeah, and I made me a little egg holder so I could paint it.
He made a nest out of a napkin.
Yeah.
While me and the girls are dropping, well, the girls, I didn't drop eggs, but the girls were dropping eggs and I have paint all over the floor.
It was awesome. It was good. Paint came up though, so we're good.
Yeah.
All right, what's win number 2?
Win number 2 is I started I think, my new favorite embroidery hoop of all time, because it's a gingham fabric, like this really, really tiny gingham checkered pattern fabric, but I'm putting a teapot with flowers on it, and it's probably my favorite I've ever done. So I'm excited.
When you say gingham, what's that song?
Oh, the gingham style.
Is that the same thing?
I think it is.
Oh, I'm Googling this. Gungam style. Is that the?
Yes, that's it. Or is it gungam?
What is this? I don't think that's it.
I think of that song every time I hear it, though.
Gangnam style.
Oh, okay.
Not gingham.
Gingham is the pattern of checkeredness.
Okay.
So.
Not the same thing. Not the rap song or whatever kind of
hop,
reggae.
What did I say?
Reggae.
Something. I don't know. It is not reggae. That's like Bob Marley, I think.
I don't know. It's something. Okay, so we've got...
Okay, what are your
embroidery
wins?
No, you said you had several.
That was several.
Win for me. Let me think. Win for me was we went to the beach.
Yeah,
we did. On Saturday, Gulf Shores, Alabama, for a whole day. That was fun. And Georgia is, I think, a mermaid that's been stripped away from her sea. And so we were there, and she laid in the subarctic waters for all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was freezing.
And she loved it. Yeah. She was literally in the water the whole time. Right at the beginning of the water, like, she was right in the middle of the waves crashing on top of her and just, like, rolling around in the water.
She looked like a fish.
Yeah.
Flopping.
And so she had, like, legit sandpaper burns on her legs from just rolling on the shore the whole time. But it was really fun. We got to eat oysters, and we got to... Georgia tried one. That was cool.
That was the funniest video ever.
She just was like, this is not... She ate it. She didn't like it.
But her facial expressions when she tries new food is really funny.
It was just fun. We haven't been to the beach in a really long time. It wasn't too packed, even though it was spring break. It was just one day getaway. And we went to church down there Sunday. And then drove home in rain. It was supposed to rain that Saturday too for like the whole week before.
It was beautiful.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. So that was one of my wins. Let's see, another big win for me was tonight. Well, even today, I got to have lunch with a preacher friend. It's kind of cool I can call him that now. A friend of mine who's visiting from Oklahoma. So it's so cool. We ate lunch at the local Mexican restaurant for like 3 hours today. Really enjoyed that. Just talking about life and ministry and all that sorts of stuff and encouraging each other. And that was fun. And then tonight we had our Teens in the Word event at our house. We had like 10 to 12 teenagers here. And then Heather and one of the dads were here, and we all did a Bible study. We went through Psalm 13 and, you know, went through, studied it, and figured out what it said and how we can use it in our lives. And it was really fun. We've got some really smart kids in that group. And I always enjoy these nights. We didn't really have a game, but we had pizza. Oh, and this was a win. These little, what are they called? Crazy Puffs from Little Caesars. Is that one of yours?
No.
Oh, these crazy... shout out to Little Caesars and the Crazy Puffs. it's like they're crazy bread. They put in a muffin tin and then shoved a bunch of cheese and pepperonis in it. And it was awesome.
Yeah, they were good.
So that was really cool. Those are three wins for me.
You already mentioned that was last time. What? Never mind. I was going to say Greg.
Oh, yeah. We had our baptism. That was last week, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was last week's win.
Yeah.
My perception of time is very off.
We did miss this week with our church family, but we are back and we'll be at Bible class tomorrow night. So, yeah. And just, I guess another win is just the positive comments that are coming from people that we know that listen to this show.
It's very heartwarming.
Oh, yeah.
It gives me warm fuzzies every time I get on it and everybody's commented their wins of the week, and it makes me really happy.
Yeah. And I just get... We get random messages from people we know that are listening, and they're like, it's just nice that to listen to positivity. So that's really the goal of this podcast, is to be positive and to help people be positive, because we can be negative so easily. So, all right, any other wins? You have some more?
No.
You said you had several. You only that told us several. Two.
To me, that's several.
Okay. A couple or several. I gotcha. All right. Do you have anything planned for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So
you just came up with this?
No.
Okay.
So, I add to my list of things throughout the week, but, so y'all, the past few weeks I've been on a Pinterest hunting thing of
Pinterest hunting.
Like I obsess over decor styles, I guess. And so first it was grandma core, which is so me, and then cottage core.
Makes no sense.
And now I found a new one, but it's not me, but I thought it was really funny. It's called Regency core. What is it?
Regency.
Yeah, that one.
R-E-G-E-N-C-Y?
Yeah.
It's like fancy people core.
Yeah, but it's like vintage fancy.
Nope.
And I thought that one... No, it won't. But I thought it was very interesting. It reminded me of my Aunt Sandy's house, because her house is like one of those antebellum homes, but she used to travel a lot. Oh. And she's got like stuff from China, that she's got like a whole China room that's super fancy, and like her house is just amazing.
Speaking of antebellum, so from where we live in Alabama to get to Gulf Shores or Mobile, you can take Highway 5, which goes from where we live all the way down to Mobile. Well, we cut over on other back roads, but if you go through central to southern Alabama,
it's pretty.
The houses that are down that way are beautiful. And it's cool to go through towns that are like, they've tried to upkeep the older houses, whether they're antebellum homes or different things like that. And man, they're just really pretty. They got massive columns. They're just beautiful houses that we got to see a bunch of those this past week when we drove down. So that was fun. I always enjoy stuff like that.
Yeah. And I know I have not gone to Taco Casa yet to compare Taco Bell to Taco Casa, but we did go hit up our new Taco Bell and it was awesome. You know how like sometimes when a new place opens, you want to avoid it for a while to let them get the kinks out? No. They nailed it. It was awesome. Even Josie ate an entire chicken.
Georgia did.
Yeah, but even Josie.
Josie
doesn't eat anything. She lives on air. And so for her to eat half of one of their massive chicken quesadillas, that is a like... total win.
Probably gonna no sauce next time for them. They were just not.
I didn't even know they had sauce on them.
Yeah.
But okay, so that reminds me. Funny things kids say. So the funniest thing that Georgia is always bringing up is she thinks we only have $200. And
everything.
It is everything. I mean, literally for everything is. Everything is $200, and she thinks we don't, that's all we have is $200. And I just think it's hilarious, because she'll be like, do we have $200 to do that? And I never know what to tell her. And I think I should just let her think that we only have $200 so that she won't ask for things. or something. I don't even know. But like, she'll just randomly be like, so can we go to Disney with do we have enough to go to Disney? And I'll just start laughing. And I'm like,
get one person a day pass.
But it's just so funny because, I mean,
this is gonna be
we're
fun.
Trying to learn money and concepts of money in school with her, and it's just not clicking on that part.
$200. I wish it was all $200.
But what I don't understand is that on her little Dreamlight Valley video game thing, she understands that she's got money. She's got so much money on her little game, and she goes shopping. Like, and I'm like, how can you understand this concept of what you can buy on your game?
Her two favorite numbers right now are 200 or 250,000. Yes. So she's there's a lot of space in between where I don't know why. Is 200 or 250,000? Should yeah. Is that like 250,000? And we're like, I mean, you're in the ballpark, but she's talking about stuff. And we're just like, yeah, because we drive past houses, like big ones. And she'd be like, oh, is that like a $250,000 house? And we're like, oh, probably more than that. But yeah, you're there. You're getting higher than 200. So that's good.
I always just think that's so funny. Funny things that kids say.
Yeah.
Make sure in the comment thread on our thing, make sure you share with us funny things you've had kids say with you.
Oh, we could put that. We'll just make that a post in our thing. What's the funniest thing your kids have ever said?
Yeah. We usually have lots of them.
Yeah.
Josie did come in our room yesterday. I don't know. Last night at 4 a.m.? No, I don't know. Well, she came in our room and she had a dream, and it was a bad dream. But I just started laughing so hard because what she considered a bad dream was so funny to me. And I can't remember what it was now.
Well, then Heather asked me one day, it may have been the same day, she was like, did you know Josie slept in our bed for like an hour? And I was like, yes, I did. You know why? Because she brought this little puppy dog thing, stuffed animal in there. And she was like putting it on my face going, boop, 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 boop. And I was like, Josie, stop.
That's so funny.
And so she was just walking her dog on my face while I'm trying to sleep.
I didn't even know she had a toy in the bed with us because I put her in the back. I took her back to her bed. Like, I scooped her up and took her to her bed. And when I put her down, she was like hugging her little puppy. And I was like, well, where'd that thing come from? I had no idea she even had it in the bed. That's so funny.
She is very funny. But yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. Her dream was a monster was trying to eat her puppy dog. And for some reason, I thought it was so funny.
I'm trying to figure out something, look up something. Okay. So what am I supposed to do? I don't have a new grandma core.
Okay. Well, okay. So I don't know where I got this idea from, but have you ever thought about what kind of old person you're going to be?
Yes. In a wheelchair.
What?
I don't want to be, but my knees, what am I, 34? And I already have one knee replacement. Total knee replacement, age 34.
I know, and they told you you've got forever now.
Yeah, I need to get my other one replaced at some point. Other than that, my whole body's fine. I just need to lose weight. So I'm not in a wheelchair at that age. I need to do some more squats.
Well, I mean, that's not what I meant by what kind of old person you're going to be.
I'm probably pretty cool. I'm a pretty cool old person right now, aren't I? I'm pretty hip. I still hang out with the teens.
You just said you're pretty hip.
I'm pretty hip. I'm up on the latest trends. I know all the words. I coached football this year, so I know, like, if you're lying, that's cap. You're like the granny core over here who doesn't know. I had to tell Heather all these new words.
I don't know any of these words.
Like, to riz somebody up is to flirt with them.
That is so dumb.
Yeah. Cap, no cap is lie, no lie.
What's the new word for cool? Is there a new word for cool, or is cool old now?
I say that's cool. I don't know. That's hip.
I can't figure out if anything I say is like no longer cool.
Let me see. New Gen Z lingo. Gen Z lingo. This is hard to do with one hand. For cool. I bet I know what it is. Slay. That shirt is a slay. This is no joke. Used to describe something that is cool, but can also be used ironically. Example, that shirt is a slay. Snatched, looking good in clothing. Example,
snatched. That's what I'm saying.
You look so snatched in that dress.
Yeah, snatch my waist in, maybe. That'd be nice.
What? Snatch your waist? What does that even mean?
You haven't seen those Skims or whatever?
That's hot. That's fire. That's enlightened.
Enlightened.
No one ain't no one using enlightened.
I'm going to do that one.
That's sick. That's dope. I use cool, dope, and sick. Yeah.
I'm not cool enough to say dope or sick, so...
Lindsay's slang words. This could be a fun segment. Oh, no. All right, we're going to go through these Gen Z words and see if you know what they mean.
Okay.
Okay, number one, fam.
Family?
There you
friend
go.
Friend group?
All right, number two, glow up.
Oh, well, that's easy. I have had a glow up being 30, so...
So going from good to bad.
Yeah.
All right, CEO.
Boss? I don't know.
Yeah, you're a mastered or you're a pro. Let me make sure. Oh, no. Stan.
What?
You call somebody Stan.
I'm scared to know what that means.
It's a combination of stalker and fan.
What?
If you stan someone, it means you're obsessed, but not in a creepy way.
Oh.
Never heard of that.
That's funny.
W?
What?
A W?
What is that?
A W.
What is a W?
A W. Like a W, like the letter.
What's it mean?
Win. That's a dub. All right. Ghosting.
Well, yeah, I did that to you when we were dating.
Oh, no. That's not good. Bougie.
Oh, well, I finally learned what bougie meant like a year ago, so.
Okay. Fidna.
Like fixing to?
Yeah. Wow, you're really good at this. Heather is Gen Z. Cap.
Older, you taught me what that
an
means.
An older but still relevant term. Are you serious?
Cap is older now? Cap. I just learned it.
Cap, it means, what does low key mean?
Low key, like on the down low, on the DL.
What is, now there's a word high key.
What is high key?
Okay, we have to look this up. What is chuggy?
What?
Chuggy, it's a word.
Like Chewbacca?
No. what is the... I don't hop on TikTok. Some are taking offense to being called chuggy. The latest term describe an entire aesthetic or subculture. Some are taking offense to being called chuggy, while others are rolling with the punches and laughing about it. So what does chuggy mean? Just tell me what chuggy means. We're going to have to cut this out if it really means something bad. Another way to describe aesthetics, people, experiences that are basic.
So it's a new word for basic?
Yeah. You're chuggy. So you're just a basic person.
Oh, that's me, obviously.
Simp. Someone who does way too much for the person they have a crush on. I'm simp.
Not what I was thinking that was going to mean.
Oh my goodness. This is wild. Drip.
told me what that means once.
It means you're dressing cool.
Yeah.
You got the drip.
I want to know the IQ of these kids.
I don't know. I just got little words to be able to explain things. Speaking of words, I've got a word of the day. You have to try and answer it.
Oh, no. Well,
you don't have to try and answer it. All right. What is... Okay, word of the day, dictionary.com. Give me the best definition you can, and we'll see how it matches up. Whippersnapper.
A young person.
That it? Just a young person.
Well, you know, old people used to always say that. They're whippersnapper.
Did you know whippersnapper actually means an unimportant but offensively presumptuous person, especially a young one? Way to go. What does presumptuous mean, though? There's something I don't like. When a definition gives you a harder word to understand than the word that you're looking up. Presumptuous. Let's look it up. Oh, my. Do you know what presumptuous means? Offensively presumptuous person. They presume something? Assumptions? Failing to observe the limits of what is permitted or appropriate. So, someone who just doesn't know boundaries.
Mm, yeah.
So, an offensively presumptuous person. Okay. So, like, your kid making you be a butler.
Yeah.
Offensively presumptuous. So, whippersnapper, that's the word of the day according to dictionary.com. There's actually multiple. The word of the day in the New York Times is posterity.
Of course.
What does posterity mean? Weird. I never knew that. Okay. Go with it. What does it mean? Give me a definition. It doesn't have to be right.
You know what? I don't really know what posterity means.
I thought
means.
Posterity meant like something with your posture.
I think it means something like social class, kind of like posterity of
okay,
kind of
it has to do with people groups.
Oh,
but it has to do with generations. The definition they give in the New York Times is all future generations, or number two, all of the descendants of a given ancestor. Well, you were way closer than me. I thought it was just like a person's figure. Wow, Heather is a genius. Okay, here we go. No. I gotta hear this one first. Did it say it?
I can't hear it if it did.
Allege.
Oh.
Allege?
Wow, I did not think that's how you spelled that. I guess I've never seen this word. Allege. What does that mean?
Like, allegedly, like you're assuming something, or
okay,
you
what
heard
does it mean
a
to
rumor
assume?
In the group.
Yeah,
grapevine.
A rumor. There you go. Wow, you're a genius. Okay, everybody. If you know Heather, you need to encourage her to write more because she is a wonderful writer and she doesn't write enough, probably because we have kids. But
you are
that's
correct.
What she says. but she's an amazing writer and she knows all these words. Allege. To allege something is to assert it without proof or before proving it. A rumor. You allege. You created a rumor. Very cool. That is word of the day with Heather and her geniusness.
Well, I have a kid that asks me questions all day long of what does that mean?
Yeah.
And then followed with, what does that mean?
That is cool. Georgia's like, hey, what's that say? What's that say? Everything. There's a sign. What's that sign say? And she'll be reading it in
and
her head.
And then what does that mean?
Yeah. Why does it say that? I don't know. What? Oh, okay. Well, why?
Yeah. So.
What else you got for me?
Oh, let me see. Let's see.
We made it 30 minutes. I'm pretty proud. It's been a wild week.
Yeah, it really has. It's
what did
been
we
a
do
fast
yesterday?
Week. I thought today was Monday when I was out there with the girls on the playground. And I was like, oh, no. We're planning Teens in the Word on a Monday because I couldn't remember what we did yesterday. Oh, so I was like, oh, no, we're doing all of this on the wrong day. And then I had to sit and think about So, like, what did me and Georgia do for school? And then I was like, oh, yeah, it is Tuesday. Never mind.
What happened Monday?
We had dance.
Well, we just got back from our vacation, our two-day vacation, which was awesome. I enjoyed it.
Mini vacays.
Yeah, small win. Mini
awesome.
Vacays are cool. If you have any chance to just run away for like 2 days, and first off, it's cheaper. Second off,
you don't get super worn out.
And there's a church usually wherever, hopefully wherever you plan on going. And we had already researched that and figured that out. And so, yeah, I mean, go take mini vacays. Just a little break from the norm.
Yeah.
Kind of reset your routines and stuff. That was fun. But, man, besides that, I don't know what we did. We went to dance. We went and shopped at Walmart. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides that. Oh, and I've been kind of holding myself accountable of trying to get some sort of devotional type thought out in my own mind first, but also sharing it with others in the morning or throughout the day. I try to do that, and I'm holding myself accountable. People seem to like it.
I
approach it in the sense of I'm doing this for me, and then maybe you can gain wisdom from it too. So I think it helps me do stuff like that. I just like to go through a passage or something and write something out. So I've been trying to stay strong doing that. I just want to keep it going. It's kind of cool when I have friends from college or I played football with, and they're like, hey, man, I just appreciate your lessons. I didn't even know they were even looking at them. So I like to see stuff like that. And I mean, the most important thing is I actually get something out of these lessons. And that's just a tip for small advice. Whenever you're studying the Bible, study it for yourself and then let the overflow encourage others. So that's something I've always tried to do is I'll study it for myself, look at it for myself, find the application for myself, and then just share what I find with others. And it seems to be kind of helpful, I guess.
It is.
But yeah. I'm not going to. Heather's got concert tickets in mind.
Have you ever looked at like those emails that come in that or if
there's
you
a
get
C.S.
them?
Lewis thing coming to the BJCC?
What is it like?
It's like some
a theater thing?
Acting of C.S. Lewis's books or something. I don't know.
How would you act those out?
I don't know. They just sent it to me. I don't know.
Well, I get emails from like the ticket stub and Ticketmaster and all that stuff, and I'm just scrolling through it and I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are until one popped up that Georgia would absolutely love to go to.
So what else do we have? We have to have something else. You got anything else for me? Pretty good.
I think that's all.
That's a shorter week. We just vacation and everything got wrapped up into all of this and but we're going to make sure we stay consistent. We're going to make sure we are always trying to put these out and encouraging. And, yeah, we're trying to get the Facebook page more ramped up. Don't be afraid to comment and share your wins. Or Heather's going to be posting probably our pretty Easter eggs, especially my beautiful flower that I made. It can't be called darkness anymore. I don't remember what I called it.
It sadness.
Sadness. but yeah, I was just looking through right now of where people have listened to our podcast from. Apparently, we got some people in Belgium. 5 downloads in Belgium.
Really?
Maybe we'll get an invite to go to Belgium.
I don't know about that.
That'd be fun. Why not?
I don't
Czech Republic. Know. We know the people in Czech Republic. Missionary friends of ours. So we know them. Canada. The Russian Federation. And yeah. Oh, this is so cool.
Matt, it's only $30 to go see Maddie and Tay.
Oh, my. Grant, Alabama. I know where that is. I know who that is. This is so fun. I like looking at all the places where people are. Wow. This is so fun. All right. Well, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's all.
I am good, too. Well, that's going to be this week's episode of the Wednesday Podcast. We hope you have a positive day. Don't be afraid to share just kind of your wins with people around you, your coworkers, your friends, your family, your kids, whatever it may be. I would encourage you to show them that you're positive, that you've had some good things happen and brighten someone's day. We hope you've been able to brighten yours. And we'll just kind of end it there, I guess.
Alrighty.
So we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.